This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Football coach at Auburn University joining us here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, War Eagle man.
I understand you might be a little bit happy right now after the first opening weekend sweep in 4 years, well, maybe almost five now, winning three games against Longwood back at home this past weekend to open the season. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what you liked about the opening weekend, Coach.
Just being back out there, playing somebody in a different uniform, besides dividing our team into two teams playing each other. I think our players, our staff was ready to see where we were at as a ball club and get out and face some other competition. The things that I like that you just respect, or if you just go play the game of baseball, you respect every opponent and fear none. But I think after the 3 days, for us to play three baseball games to open a season without making an error had to be at the top of the list. I think we were at about a 32 strikeout, 5-walk ratio with our pitching staff. So we got to throw a lot of young guys. We got to get Casey Mize back out there, Davis Daniel from over your way at St. James.
Yeah.
Getting back out to start his season. And then we got to introduce our Sunday starter, Tanner Burns, to, see where he's at and how ready he is. And he performed beautifully. So the pitching and defense, we scored a ton of runs on Saturday, hit a lot of routine fly balls on Sunday. But we got a lot of people in the ball game. We showed some power over the weekend. We got Steven Williams and Edward Julian, two freshmen, left-handed bats that we're really excited about. And I think going into the season, our catching situation with having Blake Logan, a senior, Damon Hacker, a senior, leaving the program, and having Brett Wright from San Jac Junior College, a first-year player, and Steven Williams that I've already mentioned, handle our catching duties this weekend, and them doing such a good job. That was a question answered for me that I was anxious about as the season started. So a good opening weekend for us.
I'll be there tomorrow to check out Troy and Auburn. I'll be doing some radio down in Troy. And one of the things I was interested in, people talk about how well your program recruited. You already mentioned a couple of those true freshmen. I can't imagine, though, Coach, that Edward Julian, that there's a great pipeline between Plainsman Park and Quebec City, Quebec. How did that happen? And what kind of a prospect is he? Because you're right, he got off to a hot start this weekend.
Well, he was one of our five guys that were drafted, that went in the Major League draft, that elected to come to school. So we're excited, but that's the national, he plays the Canadian national team, so he's played across the globe representing his country. And, at Mississippi State a few years ago, we had Jacob Robson that was from that program on the national team. So over years, you just develop relationships and, kind of got a phone call and like, you like Jacob Robson? I'm like, yep. He's like, well, you're really going to like this guy. So we made our way north of the border. Checked him out, and we agreed, and just thankful that we got him signed, we got him through the draft, and we got him in an Auburn uniform.
It was a great recruiting class. Let me ask you about somebody else. You mentioned Casey Mize, getting him unveiled this week. He enters his junior season with a lot of expectations after, a 2.04 ERA last year for Casey Mize. How can he add to that? What did you see out there to lead you to believe that he's ready to even have a better year this year?
I'll take last year in duplicate for what he did for us. But, he's continued to work hard since he played for Auburn last year. He got to represent the United States and play on the collegiate team and, through seven scoreless innings for those guys. He's come back and he's worked out hard. He's a learner, so he just tries to take in every bit of information. So we've thrown a lot of information his way leading up to this season. So I like how the last 6 or 7 months, what he's done to prepare for this season. So when we tried to add layers to him, he come out and only walked one guy again. He's had, 15, 16 starts now for Auburn, and he's never walked, over three batters in any start ever in his life. So he struck out 109 and walked 9. And, you know, those are things I look at. If he's still pounding the strike zone and giving us a chance, and he's trying to be efficient and as good arm and good of stuff as he's gotten, he's really trying to pound the strike zone and shove it in there and let his defense play. And, you know, he started off doing that again. So you never know what will happen with baseball and where it's going to land and where it's going to go. But he's worked really hard to try to improve. And, you know, expectations, I try to tell Casey, expectations mean you're doing the job pretty good and somebody thinks you can, you know, do more. But all he can control is getting out there and, you know, preparing for starts every week and competing as hard as he can. That's about all he can control. And but we're all behind him, and we're glad he's on our team.
Auburn baseball coach Butch Thompson here with us. And admittedly, Longwood is not the type of competition, the level of competition that you're going to face later on in the Southeastern Conference. But from, again, what you saw this past weekend at the ballpark with 14 extra base hits, you know, and the home run power was there. Was that reflective of your expectations for the extra base ability of your offense? Is that something that that you have a lot of confidence in, especially judging from what you saw the opening weekend?
Especially when the wind blows out about 20 miles per hour like it did on Saturday. We do. You know, Stephen Williams is going to have power. Edward Julian has power. Connor Davis has really shown it to us through the fall. You know, he has really started to assert himself and played so much as a freshman. Will Holland has some power in there, you know, making it more present. These guys that are returning, you know, having at bats and having that year of experience really, really helps. Dylan Ingram led us in home runs last year. Mm-hmm. So I just think we have a little longer, deeper lineup from top to bottom. And, yeah, I expect a little more power than we had last year, but I think we ended with 30 home runs last year. So, yeah, I would expect and hope that we eclipse the total from last year. And I think by the players we added and the bats we got with last year's lineup, that hopefully that holds true.
By the way, Dylan Ingram, another local product from just on Pike Road, entering into his redshirt senior year for Auburn. Tomorrow it's going to be interesting. It's a 4 o'clock start between Auburn and Troy to enable the fans to watch that game and then head to go see the basketball game beginning at 7:30 at the Auburn Arena. Set up the matchup tomorrow and your approach when Troy comes in.
Well, just one of our in-state teams. You know, we're always, all of our coaches are trying to do whatever we can to make, you know, baseball in our state as good as we can get it. And we're excited to go down to Troy here in a couple of weeks ourselves. But just an opponent, that's a really good gauge for us. I just want our team to keep playing the game well and our roster trying to get better. You know, we got half our team's brand new. So every day we get to go out here and play, we learn a little bit more, can grow a little bit. But that'll be a huge test for us. We're going to send it. We expect to send Andrew Mitchell to the mound, our left-handed senior, and try to give them our best shot. And then, you know, I know that Troy and then tonight, you know, game that we have with Georgia State, we have to play two midweek games.
Right.
And both Georgia State and Troy have single games. So it'll be a huge test of our pitching depth because we got to cover 18 innings in this midweek, and those two teams have to cover 9. So I know we're going to get their best shot from their midweek pitching standpoint. And we got to fight to try to win 18 innings and, but that's good for us. That'll let us continue to get some pitchers out on the field that we didn't get this weekend and continue to learn more about ourselves. But I know that Troy or any of our in-state, our baseball is so good collegiately in the state of Alabama that, you know, we get matched athletically a ton with playing all these great people. And I know Coach Smart, known him forever, the job he's done there. Jeremy McClain, the athletic director, that whole athletic department, how it's run, how good a job they've done. And it's great to have somebody an hour and a half away that you can play midweek games to that level of competition to make us both better as we move forward and get ready for both having a good run for our season.
Yeah, Butch Thompson, yeah, I neglected to mention that Georgia State game today is a 4 o'clock start. Tomorrow's game against Troy is a 4 o'clock start. Then a weekend series against Bryant coming up in Auburn. Coach Butch Thompson offers a preview. We look forward to having a chance to talk with you several times during the year to get an update on your baseball program. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having us. Look forward to seeing you soon. War Eagle, man.
Thank you very much. Butch Thompson, the baseball coach at Auburn University. Yeah, I glossed over Georgia State. That's this afternoon at 4 o'clock. I'll be there tomorrow at 4 when Troy takes on...